Disclaimer. The views and opinions you hear expressed by the participants in this show are not the views of AnimeNewsNetwork.com. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Ancast. I'm Zach Birchie. Very special guests on the program this week, here to talk about Shonen Jump Alpha and other Viz Media related things. We've got Andy Nakatani. He's the editor-in-chief of Shonen Jump Alpha. Andy, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Excited to have you all on. And then we've got Team Jump editor Urien Brown.
Hi!
And Team Jump editor Misaki Kido.
What's up?
Big thanks to you guys for showing up. I know this is probably a big week for you guys. at the beginning of the week, is when you started the simultaneous publication of Shonen Jump chapters in both Japan and America, and we'll get to that in a bit. But you guys are Viz Media veterans, and Andy, I know you've been at the company for what, 14 years or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm in my 13th year now.
Okay. Yep. So let's go back to the beginning, because I'm curious about your career at that company, and things have changed so dramatically over the last decade. When did you get your start there, and were you a manga fan before, or did you fall into this somehow? Talk to us about your early days a little bit.
Sure. Well, as you can tell from my last name, I'm Japanese-American.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up speaking Japanese and reading manga, all that kind of good stuff. Then I just kind of like happened onto Viz and started at Viz as a translator, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So I was actually a freelance translator before I started at Viz, doing not manga, but other types of kind of boring type of stuff. Got the gig at Viz, started doing some translations for them, and then I became an editor.
And it's all been downhill from there.
Oh, yeah.
When he first started at Viz, he had long hair all the way down to his butt.
Japanese hippie.
Looked amazing.
Japanese hippie.
Japanese hippie.
Yeah. Actually, Brown has been around longer than Andy, too, right?
Yeah, you're...
How long have you
been
here?
Are you 20 years?
I'm the second oldest person at Viz.
Right.
I've been here like 17 years or something like that. And I've done everything I can think of to get fired, but they will not fire me, so I'm still here.
Yeah, I always kind of wondered about that.
I don't know why. They don't fire me. I can't figure it out. It's really weird.
Well, you've worn a million different hats at that company as
yes.
well. I mean, you started out at... well, where did you start at the company?
The shop by Mel. Hey, kids, back in the day, you had to call to get your anime.
Right, yeah.
So people call on the phone, and I would like mail out their Ranma one half, or as they always called it, Ranma.
Right.
And, house, and then I started writing for Animerica, then I was an editor at Animerica, then I was a regular manga editor, then I was a Shonen Jump editor, and now I'm a digital content provider.
Nice.
For Shonen Jump.
Okay. So you would give your career how many ninja stars out of five?
Yeah, I'd say probably, I mean...
He's a Jonin.
My career trajectory, though, has been... people who started after me became far more powerful in far shorter of a time. But my secret is I've never become powerful, so I've never become a target.
Yeah, there you go. That's one
that's
way
a secret, strategy. Kids. Underachieve, and you can stay in your job a lot longer.
Good strategy.
That's one way to stay employed. Do you miss Animerica? Do you miss working on that?
No, not really, because what I'm doing now is a lot of fun. I get to basically write articles about video games and manga and anime, and
it's kind of the same.
It's very
thing.
Similar. Still writing, if you can call it that. But
right.
It's fun. I like it now. Shonen Jump manga is amazing. It's definitely the best manga out there, in my opinion.
But you also go out to do the fan outreach at the convention.
Yeah, we got to meet like a million fans this year. Went to Anime Expo. Went to SakuraCon. Went to OtaCon. Went to Comic-Con and Shaka-Con.
San Diego, New York.
Yeah, all
Gen
over.
Con,
so I've met so many amazing fans this year. So it stays fun.
Awesome. All right. And tell us a little bit about your time at Viz, Misaki.
Oh, let's see. I'm not as long of a veteran. I haven't been here as long as these guys. But I've been here for almost 6 years now. And then I started out as like a coordinator getting assets from Japan all the manga assets and color assets.
That's
but
right.
Certain people start to realize how deeply I'm into this manga thing because I used to work for like Kinokuniya bookstores and so forth too.
Oh, okay.
I started to get more involved in stuff like acquisition, editorial help, and eventually I became part of the Shonen Jump magazine team. Kind of like also like a liaison to be to talk to Japan too, but I started to put my two says in every step of the way. So now I'm like the super editor at the Weekly Shonen Jump in America, who would be like running everything from promotion to PR to throwing events, thinking of announcements and how to message that. I basically do my version of that and then tell somebody who's better than me to execute the final work.
She's the brains of the operation, secretly.
Yeah, I plan a lot of things and plot a lot of Arnicky.
Plotter.
Cool. All right. That's great. So since, you know, you've all been there a fairly long time, two of you for more than a decade, I'm really curious how Viz has changed in your eyes in the last 10 years, because I know the company's had some shakeups. There have been, you know, dramatic projects as huge as Shonen Jump was. And I'm curious, like, what in your mind have been the biggest changes both in the company and in the manga industry in the last, let's say, decade, 15 years or so?
Digital. Easy. Digital.
Right.
Now you can get as much manga as you want. You can carry around like 20 mangas at once on your iPad or whatever, what have you. I say that's the biggest change is everything is going digital. That's, to me.
I would kind of actually say similar digital, but even before that, like, I don't know, it was
streaming?
Like 7 or 8 years ago, we used to do our manga production with photostat paper.
Here comes a grandpa story.
I always tell all the like newer people this. We used to work, you know, with photostat paper, and it was really visceral. You know, you're editing manga, and you're just actually like doing stuff right on the paper. And then we went to more digital production.
Computers.
And with that, we had to like, I don't know, our workload increased incredibly at that point. And then this is like another phase where we're like the output now is digital. So
I think for me, when I realized that there's this much manga and anime in America, that was back in like early 2000 or like later 90s, you know, that was like the time when like kids of my age were growing up with like the same contents in anime. For example, like kids in Japan and America both read and watch like Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball Z. So to me, like finding that out here and when I moved to America was like a pretty big deal. Like we can talk about the same thing at the same time. However, like in the increasingly in like past less than a decade, like scanlators started to come up and more people who are watching stuff illegally online and so forth. So there's like more people who knows about these contents, except that the whole model where you find out from like finding a book in a bookstore is like no longer really the case, or how you find out about these comics, or like watching the anime on the TV on Saturday night, Saturday morning cartoons, you know, those stuff, those culture tend to like to be slightly different now. Like that's no longer the way people find out about our contents anymore. And I think that ties back to going digital aspect too. We assume that there's more people who are online who appreciates these contents, and the main part of it is how to, you know, get them on board to get the official contents through us because we provide the quality that we do.
Yes.
That's a really good point. It used to be that, you know, you'd stumble across something on TV or in a bookstore, and now someone on a message forum recommends it to you, and you type it into Google, and the first 10 links are pirated copies of it.
Yeah,
sadly.
I mean, like Facebook too is like another thing too. Like I still find out like new web comic or new manga to get into just because like my friend liked it on Facebook. And what I can do is go up to my friend like who sits across from me and say, "Why? Tell me why you like this thing now," and then they will. So that to me, like online in terms of social media is like really helping to get that direct referral why you should be liking this content out of thousands and thousands that's available online.
Right.
Yeah.
So I assume maybe this is a bad assumption. You can set me straight. Did all three of you work on the print edition of Shonen Jump?
I did.
I did not. And but yeah, so that was Misaki, Ryan, and then Andy. I did not.
Nope.
Right. So for the two of you that did, were you sad to see it go?
Hell yeah! Dude!
People are really sad about that, but to me, honestly, it is the inevitable evolution of all print magazines. It's just the way things are going. And also, we got so many letters. People are so mad. We're so far behind Japan. We're so far behind Japan. It's literally impossible to do what Japan does with our like infrastructure. Mailing out those magazines that we did, the print ones, was really, really expensive. People don't take that into consideration. Mm. Printing it was really, really expensive.
Yeah.
Japan, it's like twice as big. So there was no way physically possible for us to keep up with Japan except what we did, which was go digital. Yeah. So to me, I'm not too sad about it. I actually really enjoyed the digital version of the magazine.
But
I really
also,
like it.
You're also taking out in account of the fans who stuck with the print magazine, even when those chapters in there was like far away from
Japan. I love those guys. That's how I read it too.
Those guys really cared about the fact that you have tangible product in your hand and you see that at the newsstands and grocery stores and libraries and stuff.
It's nice to have a physical product, but it's also, to me, nice to be caught up with Japan same day release like we are now. We could have never done that with print.
For me, it's a lot easier to talk to what Shonen Jump is when I have the physical magazine in my hand to anybody, period. That's hands down. It's a lot harder to talk about what doesn't exist in front of you.
Right.
Well, we disagree.
We can agree to disagree, bro.
I like digital. I'm a digital guy.
I'm okay with digital, too. I'm more into, like, social medias and stuff, too, but...
You must also, like, it must be nice to no longer have to explain, well, we're far behind because we don't have millions of people buying something on paper that costs literally almost nothing.
Yes. It's possible to do. It's
The amazing thing about it is, though, people would have still complained.
Yeah, they'll find a reason.
No matter what,
people
would have still complained about, you know, one way or another to say this is not, like, a good way to go.
Yeah.
But we still see more people growing to like it, and we also believe that people who doesn't vocally say that would have still appreciate it.
Yeah, I think people are getting used to it. I mean, the hardest part for people who like print is you just have to give it a try. And once you give it a try and you see it on your screen, it really, you warm up to it. I warmed up to it a lot faster than I thought I was going to. So
it's kind of like watching movies on streaming, right?
Yeah.
You know, like you might start your, you know, favorite TV show on like DVD or something, but now if you catch up to it, I'm really curious about like watching stuff on like Amazon and
stuff. I hardly ever watch anything on DVD. It's all streaming.
Yeah, it's all streaming.
Yeah, the world has definitely changed, and the simultaneous digital Shonen Jump is definitely a product of our changing times. When was the decision made to go simultaneous, and how difficult was it? What was that process like?
Boy, Andy,
I would say it was probably like 2 years in the coming. Even before simultaneous, when we launched last year, right, last January, and we were near simultaneous, we were 2 weeks behind the Japanese releases. And really the planning for that started a year before that, so that was 2 years ago. And we actually started to do the logistics and everything for the near simultaneous, the 2 weeks behind release, probably a half year before that, so a year and a half.
Why did we start 2 weeks behind back then instead of like starting simultaneous? What was the reasoning behind
it? I would say the main reason is we had to prove to the licensors that, I mean, we were kind of ready to do the simultaneous, but we had to prove to Shonen Jump in Japan that we could deliver a quality product that they could approve of. And so we were doing the 2 week behind thing for a while.
Drop it.
Right. And then probably like 4 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, you guys know this really well. We were operating on a simultaneous schedule. So we were officially releasing our issues 2 weeks behind Japan, but we were actually producing on a simultaneous schedule just to kind of do a simulation of what we're doing now.
It's like Dragon Ball training.
What an answer.
It's like a room of time and space.
Yeah,
it's like being
chamber.
In there and then being super buffed for like ready to be a
Because you have to get it down so you don't drop the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
You get to like, that's like the worst thing that could possibly happen in like a weekly is to drop that the issue or drop that chapter.
That'll never happen
for
here.
Any reason.
Simultaneous except for this week.
So it was like a challenge time.
Yeah.
Was like a 1 year
training wheels
just went through.
that answer your question in a crazy, long, confusing way?
Yes, it does. How many people do you have working on this thing?
Tiny crew.
I assume,
well,
yeah.
It depends on how you count who's working on it, because there's really a lot of people working on it.
I guess if you take in lettering the manga, translating the manga, and you go all the way up to the furthest reaches
yeah.
of where the roots end, there are a lot of the different people along the way.
But we have a core group of four, five people.
Yeah.
Wow. I have crack commandos.
Three, four, five.
That seems very small for an operation of that size.
You have to blast our buttons pretty hard.
We have to do everything.
Right.
And the marketing. We do a lot of the marketing. A ton of that marketing.
And you did PR.
Yeah.
We're doing PR now.
So, right, exactly.
We go all out to do anything to make Shonen Jump to be heard and seen and known by everybody else.
But small groups can kind of operate more efficiently.
Agile.
Sure, yeah. Now, we're familiar with that at Anime News Network. So... Was the chief motivator? Now, I assume, you know, maybe you can't necessarily give the answer on this one, but was the chief motivation behind the simultaneous thing because you realized that in the reality of the digital age, you have to keep up with the pirates or you're going to leave money on the table?
I wouldn't necessarily phrase it that way, but doing the simultaneous publishing is the ideal, and, you know, trying to get the largest subscriber base, trying to get, you know, as many readers as you can.
What
I think that's the motivation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't term it in the way that you phrased that question, but
right.
Basically we want what fans want ultimately, and we have to spend a lot of time trying to make that happen, but we're really trying to.
Right. I mean, but at some point you must have seen the numbers for how many people were reading One Piece the day it came out. Versus waiting 2 weeks and saying, well, we could have that audience.
We have been systematically taking away people's excuses for not signing up for Shonen Jump.
Yes.
And one of the last blocks we had was the crowd that, oh, it's not simultaneous. So now we have recently taken that away. So now it's simultaneous. You get to own the manga. Comes out the same day legally does Japan. It's the official product. It's a lot nicer looking than anything else out there. And so hopefully that will get people to encourage people to sign up, and then also know that when they're doing this, they're helping support the creators in Japan by going along with the official product. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, it totally makes sense.
I actually wouldn't say this is the last step. I would say this is the first step because, you know, we're simultaneous here in North America. There's still a lot to do. This is just the beginning.
Also, remember that 2010-2011 was a bad year for publishing in general because Barnes and Nobles went down.
Or Borders.
Yeah, or sorry, the Borders went down.
Barnes and Nobles is currently going down.
Which means that we needed to have like different storefronts that is other than the physical storefronts in the bookstores. So that's when I think a lot of publishers start to get more serious about taking digital, consider it as like a new marketplace also. And that's also partially how we see this move as.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a changing world out there. Those were years. We often make the analogy that manga's going through the same hard times that anime went through in like 2008.
Yeah.
You know, piracy kind of brings the market crashing down, major retailers go out of business,
mm-hmm.
and they're left figuring out what to do, and the solution was simulcasting anime online. And so now manga, you guys are sort of the biggest whale on this front, is bringing Shonen Jump day and date with Japan.
We like to think of ourselves as a swordfish.
Right. Swordfish. Right. Yeah, so walk us through the process. You get a chapter, you get the, I assume it's a digital file or something, however you get the materials from Japan. You get the materials from Japan. Walk us from production on for a digital chapter in Shonen Jump. Take us through the production.
Production is pretty much exactly the same. It's just the way it's delivered. So, yes, we get the files. We get the digital files from Japan right after they are proofed and finalized, so we get them pretty much right before they hit the presses in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's all pretty basic from there. The translators translate it, editors edit the script, letterers get the lettering done. We do a final proof. We package it all together.
We put contents in.
We add the extra content pages. And in a nutshell, that's what it is.
But do it every week for the rest of your life.
No one can be sick ever.
Ever, ever.
No one can be sick.
Never.
No one can go on vacation.
Wow.
It didn't work on the Martin Luther King Day and throughout the holidays, too.
Letters have to work on the weekends. It's a lot more of an aggressive schedule. So
people are dedicated here.
Yes.
Right, right.
I've shown a jump manga.
That's crazy. Wow. So this is the new reality, in other words, for you guys. And is there thought of bringing on some more folks to help you out?
We want to.
We can dream.
We want to. Yeah.
It's better in some ways. It's better to stay small because then at least you retain more of the control, and you know it's your vision. The more people get involved,
I want to see some more young blood in our team, though.
Yeah, yeah. Our dream is to get more.
We're getting too old. We're too old, man. We're not like the very kids who are watching anime and just started to learn about it or anything anymore. Like, we want somebody who is like closer to the demographics, who can actually write, who can actually edit, who can actually meet the deadline. And then we can actually consider about that person coming in.
Really? Yes, sure.
I don't know. I don't want to babysit anybody.
Interns. Interns are
Yeah, we
friends.
Love interns.
Interns help us a lot.
Yeah, they always,
that's a key part is actually the interns.
Because they actually contribute something onto the table. That's why.
Yeah.
So what were there hurdles in the way of getting the simultaneous release? I know you mentioned having to basically prove to Japan that this was a good idea. Was that the biggest obstacle in the way? And if not, were there others?
I would definitely say that was the major. I wouldn't necessarily call them an obstacle, but that was the major hurdle we had to overcome.
Plus, we weren't sure if people could survive from this.
But even more than just proving ourselves, just actually the logistics of doing it, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, obviously. It sounds like a huge undertaking. And I'm curious, so when you're working with the Japanese and they express their reservations about going simultaneous, it can't be the same as it is...
Don't get me wrong, though. They really wanted to do it. They really wanted to do it, too. So they just wanted to...
Be sure.
Be sure that it would be done in a way that they were satisfied with, that they could be behind.
Yeah, it's just it's an interesting contrast with the world of anime, because in the world of anime, the big fear is reverse importation, and obviously that's not an issue with manga. You're not going to have to worry about Japanese readers buying the cheaper American product and then not buying it at the train station in Japan. Obviously, that's less not an issue.
It's on our worry list.
But I'm curious, like, so they just wanted to make sure that the product was up to snuff and it properly represented the Shonen Jump brand and all that.
Yep.
Sure. And, you know, even our name change is kind of representative of that, because last year when we launched, right, we were Weekly Shonen Jump Alpha. And as of this past Monday, we're Weekly Shonen Jump. So it's very symbolic.
Yeah, it is.
So it was really nice when they agreed to that, too.
Awesome. That's cool. So, in terms of your user base, what kind of demographics are you seeing for Shonen Jump, especially with the shift over to digital? I don't know if you've, you know, done these surveys or taken these demographics, but who is your most likely reader and how are they reading your product?
It's like it got a little bit aged up a little bit because you need to have some kind of access to your a device that would allow you to watch it. So like not too many people don't have tablets. However, it's also available in browser. I'll say, like, looking at, like, the surveys and whatnot, I think there's less kids who are, like, preteen, and it's getting higher up on the teenager, like, 17, 18-year-olds. Plus, we start to get somewhere past that point, like, some people in the 20s are reading it, and there's people who are in, like, the 50s reading it on their devices,
yeah,
too.
True.
So it kind of goes all over the place, but I... because of that device thing matter, and also our list of series that we have in our issue start to skew us slightly older than what it was before in the print magazine.
It also skews more male than female.
Yeah.
That was true with the print magazine, too.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So are there any thoughts about expanding the content in Shonen Jump to potentially bring in some more female readers? Because I know the manga market in general is much more female market than most people, I guess, would suspect.
Well, we are getting the content from Weekly Shonen Jump in Japan, and Shonen
right.
Jump in Japan is, well, Shonen, as you know, means
yes, right.
Yeah, boys. So, but we are bringing in, we're trying to vary up the content. So we have Nisekoi in there, right? And
yeah.
we have Cross Manage.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Japan, like One Piece appeals to just as many female readers as male readers.
Oh, sure. So, yeah.
So.
But you're not being forced to have the exact same titles in your version of Shonen Jump that appear in the Japanese Shonen Jump. You can actually pick and choose what you want to go in there. Are you beholden to the original publication?
Limited resources.
Right,
so,
right.
We have to be pretty careful. We started, we had a really good baseline when we started Weekly Shonen Jump Alpha, but the idea was to keep on adding as much as we could within the resources that we have. So we're really careful about our choices of lineup that goes in there. Also, we wanted to make sure that it becomes like an appealing determination point, perhaps, to make people subscribe to it because you want to read the most recent chapter from those series, too. So, right now it's the number of series are what?
We've got seven weekly series and three monthly series.
Right.
But we're adding more.
We're continuing to add more and more to it. So if you guys ever have any suggestion of series, you can always participate in our conversation on Twitter. We're always listening which series is popular. Also on our website, we have a survey that is asking people which series would you like to see in Shonen Jump in the future. So we would like to hear the users' opinions about this as well.
Okay. So before we get to the Twitter questions that we have for you here, I wanted to get your guys' take on this because you are dealing with the biggest properties these are the most mainstream titles that are you could imagine in this industry. Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball. But there's been a lot of scuttlebutt, a lot of people talking about the fact that there hasn't been a giant hit since, like, Death Note. It's been that long. Like, there hasn't really been a major blockbuster Shonen Jump title since then. And I'm curious, is that your perception of it? Do you see something coming around the corner? Are you getting it all nervous that they keep talking about the end of Naruto and Bleach is wrapped up and all that stuff?
Something that I want to see is actually how the story wraps up and stuff. But that might be an opinion that has based on, like, if you're only looking at, like, Shonen genre.
Right.
We actually had, like, a bump when we started a big push on Blue Exorcist this year. And actually from last year, too. So that was another major title for us. But every year, like, in different part of our publication, like, either in Shoujo or, like, a different highly acclaimed pieces like from Signatures. We have things like that that's coming on the sides, but we are always constantly looking for the new hits from Shonen Jump as well to keep like more new people to be engaged in this whole magazine.
And that's also the identity of, that's just what Shonen Jump in Japan is all about as well. Because, we had the experience last year with Shonen Jump Alpha of two new series coming in and two new series going out.
Mm-hmm.
And that just reflects exactly what's happening in Japan because they're trying different things. They're trying new authors,
mm-hmm.
trying new,
new
series.
You get to experience that live here now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That's one of the neatest things that for me that I saw in the alpha phase or what we're doing now is you see just how hard it is for a manga to make it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, one of the mangas, Barrage, a lot of American fans really, really liked. But for some reason in Japan, it didn't really click with people. So it was like more popular here in a way than it was over there and it didn't last. So it is interesting. It just goes to show you, man, it's a pretty tough market. And even a manga that a lot of people think is good, this doesn't always make it, so
yeah, it's not as easy as how people.
Yeah, to answer your question,
not a cookie cutter type.
Everybody's waiting for the next big hit, as always.
We are the most.
Everybody's waiting for the next big hit.
You're waiting for it the most.
And is there any frustration on your end that One Piece never quite caught on here in the same way that it is this gigantic cultural juggernaut in Japan? Was there any frustration about that? Because certainly on the anime side, there definitely was. In the anime side, they were freaking out that this thing was not catching on. I know the manga does a lot better, than the anime does. But was there any frustration that this thing wasn't becoming this huge thing like everyone expected it to?
You know, in the magazine rankings, it was interesting because the top two, usually, through the past anyway, is always Naruto and Bleach. But then One Piece is kind of always around number three. So I think it always had its place here. In terms of Shonen Jump family, who read the Shonen Jump, it's always stayed consistently around like second or third. So I think the manga fans liked it, but the anime didn't do as good.
Also, the graphic novel sales, too. One Piece sales is nothing embarrassing compared to Naruto and Bleach either. Yeah. And more people started to discover about the manga.
I think when it got popular, super mega big in Japan, a lot of anime fans, because it was mega big in Japan, suddenly started to like it in America.
Right.
That's my theory as to why it is sort of.
I think the story just started to get better, too.
Well, it was always pretty awesome.
It was pretty good. I always try to read it backwards. I did. Because One Piece is like history, right?
Yeah.
So you start from the most recent chapter of what most recent volume, and then you said read backwards. The previous volume, then another after, then what's going to happen? Then what happened? You can actually figure stuff out that way. Like, if you think getting into One Piece from volume one is a drag, you can always start backwards if you think you have a skill.
It's like reading history books.
But One Piece.
And you kind of said frustration. I would actually kind of agree with that because it's such a crazy, crazy, awesome series.
I want kids here to read more of One Piece for sure. And I really wish the anime is on TV all the time. Like, I really do.
I think
people need to find out.
I don't think that rap helped.
No, didn't.
They had a rap song.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you have any theories as to maybe why? Because this gets talked about a lot. It's like, why isn't this huge thing?
Brown always has a theory.
Naruto is more marketable in America because it's about ninjas. There's three little ninja kids, kind of like Harry Potter a little bit, in a ninja school, all doing cool ninja stuff. And it's very edgy and has a lot of action and it's very dark. And One Piece is just super cuckoo. And I think kids saw One Piece and they couldn't quite identify with that world. But when they saw Naruto, they could immediately identify with it. That's my theory.
Those are very good points. And in addition, One Piece doesn't look like any other manga out there. Naruto, you look at it and you're like, that's manga. One Piece, you're like, well. It
kind of looks like a Mad Magazine comic or something. It's like the art is so
bubbly.
Yeah, extreme.
No.
Yeah.
I appreciate his art.
His art's amazing.
I really do appreciate his art.
He draws like no
one
else.
Be different from everybody else, and how each character could look different from everybody.
He does
else.
Not have that typical anime style.
Hell no.
That a lot of manga artists sort of have.
Right? Yeah, it's not very moe. Well, that's really fascinating. I'm glad, happy to get your take on that. So, before we get to Twitter, so what are the expectations on this? Obviously, you can't give me numbers, I assume, but what are the expectations in terms of sales in order to make the simultaneous thing worthwhile?
Total global domination.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's true. It's so true. We need more than America because I know for a fact that people who are from the English-speaking region or have English as
or
their
not
second
even
language
from that region.
Or they were even
a lot
just
of people
try.
From South America wanted. We get Twitter all the time. When's it going to be in the UK? When's it going to be in Argentina? When's it going to be in Swaziland?
Yeah.
Not Swaziland, but people all the time are always asking us.
Dude, we could totally go million easily.
That's kind of our next goal. We want to make it go. I want to make it
international.
So, I would say kind of a more official statement on that.
Sure.
We really want to do that as Misaki and Uriah just stated. And we do know that Shueisha and Shonen Jump in Japan, they want to do that as well. But exactly how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who's going to do it, those questions still remain to be seen. But, we want to do it. They want to do it.
People want it.
Yeah. So I think it's going to happen eventually. It's just a matter of what I said, where, when, how it's going to be done.
What was your question?
How much people are going all over the place. That's when it's
I would say the number. The numbers we have now, I think we're pretty happy with, right?
Yeah, but we would actually continue.
We actually saw a pretty good bump from going simul too. Actually, that was we were really pretty happy that we definitely got more subscriptions when that happened.
And
so
we also want the current subscribers to stick around. So if you're listening to this, and if you're a member, and if you're thinking, you know, being on the fence about renewing, do it. Do it, like, now. Try to renew it so that you show that, the readers do support this idea and our product, too. We would appreciate that. And that would have worth it.
And it's not over now, because just keep checking back in the next couple of weeks, because we'll make more announcements about things that are coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yes, please subscribe. I'm hugging you through the internet. Feel my loving arms around you through the internet. Please, we love our subscribers. Please subscribe.
Awesome. All right. Okay. So we got a lot of questions for you on Twitter now. If you can't answer some of these, it's cool. Just let me know. We'll move on. I got a lot of questions about, you know, graphic novel titles and stuff. I don't know if you can speak to that, but if you can, that would be great. But if you can't, just let me know. Evan R. Jones asks, do you feel any pressure to make Shonen Jump a major cultural force on this side of the pond, or is that a pipe dream?
Sure, we would like to see that.
Yes,
that would be that's like the goal.
It's not just a pipe dream. That's our everyday.
I would say I'm happy to know that a lot of people actually know the word Shonen Jump now. Because when Shonen Jump first started, it wasn't like a word a lot of people know. But now, and I go to conventions, whatever. Shonen Jump. It used to be, what's Shonen Jump? So
about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would say culturally. I mean, when the magazine first started, culturally. At least the word Shonen Jump, a lot of people know what it is. So I think we're making movements in that direction.
Yeah, it's something going on since way back then, too.
Yeah, people are aware.
It's not just about this digital format, but like that, like letting people know what Shonen Jump is has been like a theme for our team for like really, 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 really long time.
I overheard two elderly ladies by the bus stop discussing how much they love Shonen Jump.
You did? No, you didn't.
I sure love that Shonen Jump.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Okay. We got a bunch of questions about this. I'll just use this one. Trick the TM asks, are you going to listen to the poll results and finally bring back Gintama?
We never had Gintama in Weekly Shonen Jump on our edition.
It was in the print magazine as a guest sort of manga for
a
while.
We had that as like a guest appearance series in our print magazine. If it were to do that, it's not about bringing back, but it's actually reintroducing into our demographic. What do you think, Andy? Is it possible to do those series that was hiatus before and then bring it back in digital format?
I would never say never, but I think kind of the focus now is more on, as we were kind of talking about before, some of the newer series, new series coming in and out. So I think at least for this coming year, we're going to see more of that, the focus on that, than bringing back older series.
Okay.
Our focus is on new. Keep it new, keep it fresh, keep new manga coming in.
Right. And it's not like, I don't believe Gintama burned up the sales charts.
I remember the editor working on it was having a really difficult time, trying to like make the jokes to work in English too.
Yeah.
Because it's like super quirky, like quick humor in Japanese, which I really like. Like I, laugh my ass off reading Gintama in the office.
What percentage of the jokes do you think were just completely lost because of references and stuff? Because I remember he was showing me a page and he was like, "Oh, this joke's like five times funnier."
Yeah.
Because they know this comedian, they know this show.
It's a lot of
and
it
America's
is like based
this,
on like culture.
Like,
it's like imagine if you're in Japan and watching Simpsons or Family Guy.
Yeah.
You know, like it would be really hard to get a lot of really sneaky. You know, like you might get some parts of the joke, but you might not get like everything.
I love Gintama, but
I do too.
I think our focus is fresh, new manga.
Well, I would imagine that's also more important from a subscriber perspective because if I'm a newbie and I open up Weekly Shonen Jump on my iPad. And it's chapter 800 billion of One Piece, followed by chapter 400 billion of some other thing. Having a chapter one is a big deal.
Yes, but the nice thing is we now have a free starter pack that you could actually download and read. and it'll get you sort of like set up for what the current arc is in all of the manga.
Yeah.
So even if you don't know anything about One Piece, you can just read that, and then you'll know what's happening in the current story arc. Yeah. So that, we were worried about that. So that's sort of our way of addressing that. So it's on our main webpage, shonenjump.com. Just hit the starter pack, and you can find out what's going on in every major story arc.
Or you could download it on any of the devices as well for free.
Yes.
Free.
Okay. Yeah, that must have been a difficult thing to find a solution for.
Because the starter pack will keep evolving as new story arcs start.
Yeah,
we'll change it a little bit so to get people like up to date with what's happening specifically. Yeah.
Every time new series start, we put up the chapter one in the newest edition of the starter pack. So like everybody would start out with like chapter one of something that is not too far off from where we're at. The idea of it is to actually, just to try to catch people up to the stories.
And then they can go back on their own if they love that manga and, you know, read all the old volumes that they're so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Which I recommend.
Okay. All right. Kaminomi asks, would you consider allowing downloadable issues similar to what e-manga does?
Like a downloadable PDF?
Yeah, I think it means like a DRM-free kind of situation.
Right. If you have one of the mobile devices like an iPad or Android, you know, they download into your device. If you're online, they're not downloadable
like
right
streaming.
Now.
A lot of people might have missed out on their announcement that like all our issues in the digital devices that iOS's and Android also. They're all now download to own, so like no issues that you get from Weekly Shonen Jump would never expire now. So it's it would last more than a year, like we initially announced in the launch of Alpha Stage.
But to answer your question, I think our focus is digital.
Digital could be many things.
Not paper.
It's
digital.
Like a solution to everything we're proud. Our solution is digital.
That's our focus. We don't, you know, I don't.
My coffee still. The solution is digital.
Well, that's the way the world's going. All right. Toaru Oni asks, will you eventually be releasing the Weekly Shonen Jump series in physical medium? So whatever's not being published in graphic novel form now but happens to be in the magazine, will you eventually be publishing those as graphic novels, or is it a case-by-case basis?
For the time being, it's a case-by-case basis. You know, like this whole digital thing, the simultaneous thing, it's all so new. We're trying to kind of figure out what the best way to do things is. And so I think this coming year, people will see that we'll be doing different things with different series. And, you know, just kind of see what happens and kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Some things will be in print, some things will not. Some things will be both. It just depends.
Yeah.
All right. Same guy asks, as mentioned in your interview with Debbie Oki, but there was a specific example of concerns about censorship, and if censorship is going to be an issue for certain series in Weekly Shonen Jump.
We're going to try to do our best not to censor anything. That also is going to have to be a case-by-case basis, but, you know, when we're also looking at what we're going to add to the lineup and everything, that certainly plays a role in our decision-making process.
Also, if you look at, like, our current manga and what we have, and also when we were back in the print days of the Shonen Jump magazine, we used to censor a lot more stuff in our Shonen Jump magazine.
It was really terrible. As a fan, because I worked on the magazine, it was very painful for me to see some of the stupid stuff they ran.
I had to send that to Japan each time, and we had to cover up boobs and like cut off heads and stuff.
For the year of Alpha last year, we didn't censor anything at all.
For 1 year.
We didn't censor anything.
1 year. So I don't know what people are talking about in terms of censorship in particular cases at this point.
Well,
but you never know what's going to come up, so I can never say never. But for last year, didn't happen.
Probably not going to show little naked girls because that's not cool.
That's not cool.
In America, maybe Japan, they don't care. But, you know, so there's something that just you can't really publish here because it's just, you know, not cool, dude.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it's also Shonen Jump. Pretty generally, it's pretty family friendly. Like
yes,
most part.
you know, maybe there's some bikinis, but that's about it.
Bikini.
How about some steams and fogs covering?
The sexy jutsu.
Yeah, steams and fogs as bikinis.
Okay, not sure you can take this one, but Ghost of Side 3 asks if you plan on publishing Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter in big, Viz Big editions.
Oh.
Those are good ideas.
Pretty good ideas. What was that guy's name?
This guy's name is Cody Billings.
Tell him he's cool.
Okay.
Good ideas, good series. That's kind of not our side of
business anymore.
Yeah.
But...
Hunter x Hunter is my favorite series.
Really?
Oh, then I'll just let you know.
Yeah.
I love that manga. That's just a mad genius.
He's a mad genius.
Okay. Cecil234 asks, digital plans for Hayate the Combat Butler? Any
consideration? That's a, Shonen that's Jump. That's a Shonen Sunday series, so that's not Shonen Jump.
Okay. Similar, wants to know about OPN01, asks about D-Gray Man or Madoka Box.
D-Gray Man is in SQ. Madoka Box is in Weekly Shonen Jump.
No plans as of now!
Okay. Okay, and you're right, you just answered this, but I definitely want to hear from the rest of you. Tararo Oni also asks, your personal favorite titles running for you guys and in Japan, if applicable.
Currently running?
Currently running in your publication and what might be in Japan.
Yeah. We like them all, but...
How do you choose your favorite child?
If you had to choose one, which one is the one that you guys...
Currently
are
running?
Yeah, currently.
Oh, golly. I love Naruto. I love Naruto. Everybody, some people are like, "Oh, One Piece is cooler," but Naruto is just right now. It's on fire. That whole war
is pretty
really
epic,
amazing. I mean, to me,
it makes you cry.
When I look at Naruto and I think back in the original days, there are all these legends about the fourth Hokage and the giant fight with the Nine Tails, and then now you look what's happening now. What Naruto is doing now is way crazier than that legend.
Yeah.
So you're actually seeing in the
history of the Naruto
universe, you're seeing a giant legend, the legend in all legends, basically, right now in the manga. And the way he's handled it has been, you know, I felt a little shaky, but the way he brought it all back together right now and explained a lot of things that I didn't understand were why even in the manga is just amazing. He's a master of tying up super old loose ends.
Plots.
And right now that manga is on fire. So right now I'm really into Naruto.
People might be complaining, oh, Naruto might be ending soon, but you know, like, to be honest, if you're a true manga reader, wouldn't you be curious how this story is going to wrap up?
I'm super curious.
I really want to see how he's going to do it, not just what people's going to speak.
All that's left is the fight now and then the Sasuke, basically. And that's the last Yeah.
One Piece is getting pretty good too.
One Piece is crazy. Punk Hazard is, to me, I think, is the next to maybe what was that crazy Trial of Balls and Trials of Strain? What saga was that? Skypiea saga. Trial of Balls, Trial of Strain. That, I'd say that the Skypiea the Punk Hazard arc is on the same crazy level as Skypiea. Mm. Like, super bananas.
Yeah. No, there's actually pretty deep message in this story arc.
He always has messages.
Yeah. I mean, it's also really
that's what's cool about it. I mean, he's talking about basically how terrible and evil chemical warfare is.
He's
telling people
it is
weapons of mass destruction or this is how evil it is. So
yeah.
I like that about his manga. You wouldn't, unless you actually stop and think about it, he really often does have some kind of moral somewhere in his
absolutely
manga.
Every level of Oda too, you know, because you just look at one panel or one page and every unit of the manga is awesome.
Yeah.
Right? The whole chapter, the whole arc, the whole story, the whole series.
The last chapter had a really amazing Usopp moment that reminded me of why I love him so much.
Yeah. What about the new series, One Punch Man? That's
I
laughed my ass off when I first saw that one.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean...
And an interesting backstory.
Yeah, it's like...
started as a webcomic.
Webcomic guy whose art is not nearly as good as Murata was doing the One Punch Man series on web, but
still good art though, just like super.
Yeah,
funny
I art. Really yeah. That's what I really liked.
Yeah,
it was
like indie,
the original
very indie rough art.
Yeah, that's the version that I really liked and started to get into too.
So he's doing his own webcomic. It got super popular in Japan. Murata saw it and was really impressed with it. Arranged a meeting, got Shisha on board, and now he's redrawing that guy's original manga. Murata's Ice Shield, so his art is really
super
high
epic.
End. Yeah, really, really refined, great manga art.
Right.
So It's amazing to see like a webcomic get that kind of success. So if you're out there and you draw your own webcomics and whatnot, crazy things can happen.
This is like one of the good things out of like publishing.
It's also new for Shueisha. I mean, has they ever done this before?
Sure.
They ever,
this
like,
has never happened.
Took
like
a webcomic and like
webcomics
had redraw.
Origin and then becoming graphic novels and
yeah,
they do
so
the same kind of push.
It's just One Punch Man is a great way to show you like how manga industry is changing everywhere.
Yeah.
And digital, how digital is affecting everything now.
Yep.
Can I say digital more?
Digital.
Well, speaking of, the next question is from Land of Obscusion, and this is our friend who really likes obscure things. And he says, any chance that there will ever be a weekly chapter of Kochikame in the digital magazine? Or any hope for that title in general?
What's that one? Oh, the policeman.
Yeah.
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 Like 75 years or something? 25
yeah.
years?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've gone like 25 years?
That thing is awesome, though.
I would love to.
Every proof that comes around to me, it comes with like weekly Shonen Jump issue. I read that like every week because like that guy has been doing different topic every week for like last like 30 years.
Right.
And like that's
and you say
like
it's
really
pretty
amazing.
Funny, right? His humor is
yeah,
pretty
it's
good.
Like one-off, so like you don't have to know like super much like backstory and
think,
stuff
Eddie?
Like that.
You know how you've been saying digital?
Yeah.
I'm going to say never
to digital. Is that your catchphrase
yeah.
today? Never say
you know,
never.
That would be fun
never.
In the future. Just have like guests.
Yeah,
movies.
Try
like, this
it
week,
out.
Guest manga from,
yeah, we should just try out a couple.
Idea.
With digital, we can do lots of crazy things.
Yeah, that is
so,
the
I
one
mean,
thing
we'll,
we can
we'll,
do.
Test ground. So, Kochikame, never say never.
You're
never say never, but no promises in the immediate future.
But you're one of the first people to recommend that one, so that's
yeah,
cool.
For sure.
He's going to be thrilled.
He's going to draw a big eyebrow on himself and run out and tell everybody.
Which has tweet that.
But again, no promises in the near future, though.
Eyebrows?
For
oh. Yeah. Never say never to the Sharpie eyebrows.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, Sam6782 asks, do you plan to bring in more well-established series like Beelzebub as opposed to new series that could get canceled at any time?
So, again, like we mentioned this earlier, but the focus, at least for this year, is going to be on the newer stuff.
New and fresh.
Okie doke.
But never say never.
Keep okay. saying that. It's one of the craziest Bond movies.
Yeah.
It's a really, yeah. and it's not, it's a James Bond movie that's not actually a James
Bond
movie. It's really far out. Off topic.
All right. A couple of questions from Daryl Surratt. He asks,
what?
Daryl Surratt?
Yeah.
I know that guy.
You know that guy?
Sure, man.
You know everyone.
He writes for Otaku USA.
Oh, right.
He's like a Carl Horn light. That's what I've heard of this.
Wait, so what did he ask us?
He's Diet Carl Horn. I like that a lot.
Light.
I didn't make that up. That was
light.
Okay. Can Viz release a separate app or disable the restriction on mature manga on mobile devices? Comixology lacks this restriction.
In terms of all the platforms and the devices, there's going to be a lot of developments this coming year. So I can't, you know, say exactly when, but things will be different. Things will expand. More features.
Sounds like a big old maybe or something.
Yep.
Question.
Big old maybe.
All right, and as editors, how much input, if any, do you have over the app that your work is released on?
Zero. No, just kidding.
Well, you know, have you noticed in our new weekly Shonen Jump, there's a in the beginning, there's a navigation page. And then in that navigation page, if you're on iOS, there's like, you know, there's different functions in different platforms. But that's actually that how to navigate concept and how to use those functionality came from editorial suggestions too. We really wish that we could take people to a purchase link to a digital graphic novel. This, why not do this by like the simple function that is allowed within our app? Like that was also coming from like the ideas that came from editor me. So if there's always an idea, you can always back it up with technology, but there has to be an idea ahead of time.
So I mean, we're the ones who see it first, so we definitely have some say, and we can't control everything, but they do listen to us if we...
And also, you know, the platforms, they are what they are, but it's not a static thing, so we're always trying to improve and add new features and things like that. And like, for example, when we started the iPad app,
yeah.
what, like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, something like that. It was just like straight
page
flipping. But now, at least with iPad and iPhone, they have you can link within an issue.
You can watch
and
videos.
You can watch video on there, and it links outside to external links as well.
You can jump to from TOC to like the first stage of the.
So what exists now is not. It'll improve, continue to improve, and get better.
We're not even close to the final form that we're thinking about.
Right. Perfect,
because
perfect form. We're not there.
Digital.
Okay, Hazukari asks, how important are sales of physical releases now compared to digital releases? Are they less important or just as the same?
We need to eat, yo!
Right.
They're super important.
Yeah. The physical graphic novel sales are still kind of the core of our business, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Digital's new. It's growing, but it's still new. So I mean, not everybody is into it yet. But I would say that is definitely the focus right now, where the growth is happening. But people still pump the graphic novels out. People still buy them, and that's probably, as Andy said, the core.
Yeah, I mean, if I
books
were,
are books.
Books are books.
If I were to read like Naruto chapters, I want to read it in one sitting. You know,
it's nice to read a full graphic novel.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's like eating a big meal.
It is.
With your eyes.
With your eyes.
And your brain.
Tasty in your eyes.
It's tasty in your eyes.
Okay.
Tasty in your eyes.
Great coffee.
Zeruda asks, he wants to know about potentially publishing Toriyama one-shots. So,
what?
Yeah, so things like...
yeah, so we just announced that in the 128 issue...
Next week.
We'll be putting out King Toki, which is a Toriyama one-shot.
Okay.
Yep. Next week.
He wants to know specifically about Go Go Ackman. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, Ackman. What? He wants like really specific ones.
Yeah, real specific.
We're always looking into like the one-shots to do, you know, as like a treat to our members too, to introduce some new stories and stuff. So if you have any suggestion of one-shot that you'd like to see, whether if it is from past or something that just has been announced, you know, feel free to tweet us at Shonen Jump, and we would definitely put it into consideration of the things that we're going to run.
We do read our Shonen Jump Twitter quite a bit.
We do.
I'm a little obsessed with it.
Just to go back to King Toki. King Toki is probably the most recent one shot that Toriyama did. I think 2010.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think the skill still draw, man.
Yep.
Okay, I'll combine all these into one. People asking about the Viz Manga app potentially on the Nook or on Android.
Android.
It's on Android.
It's on Android.
So yeah, it's out there.
Is it also on Kindle Fire?
It's on Kindle Fire as well.
Yeah.
It's not on Nook right now.
You can read it on
Nexus.
Always,
again, we're always trying to expand and.
A lot of people misunderstand that our product is only available on, like, iPad, which is totally not true.
You can read it on your computer.
Yeah, you can read it on your Android phones.
Your laptop, your PC.
Nexus.
Your Mac.
Kindle Fire, I read.
Yeah,
yeah, those are all, like, good ways to go. So, you know, I'm sure you have one of these things in your house by now, digital ears.
Yeah.
Okay, I am sure that this is, again... not quite answerable yet, but Andrew Poplu asks, print edition of One Punch Man.
Ooh.
We, I personally want to see that happen.
Me too. Me too. It's still in the test phase since we just started that series, but, you know, it's quite possible that if the series is popular enough, we're going to make the print to come true. So, you know, if you are interested in seeing the physical graphic novels coming... you should participate in our Shonen Jump survey on our website.
Cool. All right. We're getting close to the end here. Andrew Paplu also asks, any plans to include original exclusive series in Weekly Shonen Jump? So I guess maybe that would be by a domestic artist.
I personally would love to see that. We have had contests like that before, like the one-shot contest and stuff.
At the end of the print Shonen Jump, we did like a one-shot contest with like all the U.S. Artists. And we had like, you know, maybe like 100 of submission during that time.
It was
a really,
really
short time for that. So we did recognize quite a few artists that was just only from United States that was good. I mean, like it made the... the editor-in-chief from Japan, Sasaki-san, say, is this person a professional? And I said, no, all these people are like, you know, unpublished artists, basically. And he was really shocked. So we do have, like, good enough talents out here in the States. And, you know, yeah, we start to think that having an original series may be, like, another way to make a group of people to be participated in the Shonen Jump, whether as an artist or as an audience, too. So never say never, but that would be awesome.
And this is another thing where people here, particularly Misaki and Yurai, and they really want something like this to happen. And in Japan, too, they would like to see this kind of thing happen. Mm-hmm. We just can't really say when it will happen.
Right.
We should have another contest, Andy.
Yeah, we should.
We should, Andy.
We should, Andy.
Andy. Two catchphrases, digital and never say
it was ever. Really weak though. It was like pressed down to like me.
For comedy.
Yeah.
All right. Ribbon Knight says, I know the U.S. Shoujo Beat magazine went out of print. Still any chance of simultaneous releases for shoujo manga in the future?
I think
we are only Shonen Jump.
But yeah. We should, I think, at least have like another pair digital magazine, I think, and I think it should be shoujo. This is strictly my personal opinion too, but if there was like a counter digital magazine to Shonen Jump in the same newsstand, I think people would have said to get a better sense of what digital magazine is.
I'll tell you what, if Shonen Jump, everybody subscribes and it continues to be successful and becomes super successful, that will only increase the chances of another one.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Winding down now, Eric Kim, 1988 asks,
come on.
I'm enjoying the new Shonen Jump, especially because I love Murata Yusuke's art.
Oh,
what made you decide to add One Punch Man?
That was a pretty nerdy moment, right?
It's so awesome.
It was really,
our basic
this
answer
is one of our
awesome.
Like happy moments in our really grim life. Like, we were, who was it?
Alexi, like, it was on Alexi's radar. He brought it to the table immediately.
Yeah,
Alexi, I was like, yes!
Always look out for like some funny comics, and he comes up to me with a magazine. Misaki, you should read this, and then just leave like a whole stack of books to read. But like One Punch Man was like one of the ones I was like, what the F is this? Like, it's so awesome. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And yeah, the fact that Murata drew it was like so catchy to me.
Yeah.
But like more than that, I start to really appreciate like the original story writing in it too. So yeah, it was like basically like editor referral and having an eye out for like a new series that's like up and coming.
And this is, and as most of probably the readers know, it's not part of the Weekly Shonen Jump lineup.
Yeah,
it's
we kind of made it.
It's from Young Jump, but it's not even from the Young Jump print magazine.
Yeah,
it's
from their
the
digital
online
version
of
the magazine.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
Really,
artist seems to be happy, right, about this? Because
I like how
in America.
I like how whiny you made Alexi sound.
Misaki, you should read this manga. Anyways, that's Alexi in my head.
Yeah.
So we're pretty enthusiastic about One Punch.
Yeah.
Just a segue out of
the
that.
The answer is, it was awesome, and we really wanted it, and we got to do it. That's
sometimes good things happen, man.
Okay. All right, last question from Gordon Hamm. He says, what ways do you want to differ yourself from Japanese Weekly Jump, and why did you decide to change surveys to rank only three series?
Wait, we have four series now, right?
Yeah, we're ranking four series.
Yeah, it used to be like all series in a rank, but people start to participate less and less in the survey when the question is too long.
Mm.
So we have to kind of like hash out the questions and like what we're really trying to get out of the survey, so... and also if he's just stick with three series that way, you know, it might be like really the high ups are usually tend to be the Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece, the big series, but the fourth slot would actually give us a metric on like which up and coming series are the most popular out of all, like if you had to choose.
What was the first part of that question though?
It was, in what ways do you want to differ yourself from Weekly Japanese Weekly Jump?
Yeah, so a part of it is that we're not restricted to the Weekly Shonen Jump lineup from Japan. So we have series from Jump Square, we have series from the Young Jump website.
Yeah, Jump Square.
We have stuff from V Jump. Also, we have original, not original content, but we have editorial content from these guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our award-winning articles.
Our digital magazine is not only about like just simultaneous release, but we're doing like what the idea of the curation of the manga, introducing a new series to a wider audience. That's also another aspect of it. And to answer that first part of the question from my words is that I want to make it cooler than what it is, what it could be, and just like keep on unlocking like what it possibly, what Shonen Jump could possibly be. So like we want to make the designs to be awesome. We want the function to be as, you know, like most functional things as possible. We also want to have like our best announcements out there to make people in the United States to be really happy at the right certain timing. So we're always adding our twist into like this whole project by bringing in something that was in Japan and then making it something that would appeal to a wider audience here.
And in order to do that, a big part of our Shonen Jump is also shonenjump.com, right?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Where we have like extra articles.
We have
and
a lot
like
of
that.
Contents. We actually do a lot of video contents too. We show a lot of artists doing the sketches. We also like have footages, like special messages. We also have videos from like events and so forth. So those are the type of contents that was not in Japan. If you're just talking strictly about flipping pages of the manga, you know, that's same with Scanlation, but what other values that we can add into this contents, like we're always like have that in our mind as like a big question.
It's also about the readers here too.
Yeah, community
comments,
of fans
yeah.
who like this stuff. You know, like we really do take like what Brown said, we're all kind of obsessed with Twitter, but that's because we want to kind of like breathe the same air as like what the people who likes manga contents, who likes anime contents, like how they think, how they see things. We really want to get to the basis of that. So that's something that is really unique to the American audience and American team.
How's that for an answer?
It's excellent. Okay. Well, that actually that wraps us up. Thank you so much for coming on and really appreciated everything you had to contribute. So best of luck to you on this endeavor.
Were we interesting enough?
Absolutely. That was a great show, guys.
Fans, we love you. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for reading Shonen Jump manga. And remember, never give up on the dream of manga, because the dream of manga will never give up on you.
Oh! That's pretty good, man.
Much love.
Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you guys later. Okay, that's our show. Huge thanks to Andy, Orion, and Misaki for coming on by. The theme song is Bucharest. It's by the band The New Division. You can check them out at thenewdivision.net. Don't forget, subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a rating, a review. We would really appreciate that. And we will see you all next week.